2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, on this show, we always love to talk to people who are doing weird or unusual jobs to see how they got into it and what they get out of it. On the phone now from Western Australia is 26-year-old Cautine Hughes, who's invested a lot into her future and is earning it back in the mines of Australia. Cautine, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
I know we're absolutely buzzed. I've seen your online stuff, you know, your TikToks and whatnot, but I'm just wondering what on earth someone like you is doing in a place like that. If you'd like to explain to people where you are.
Yeah, so I am currently in Perth in Western Australia, but I am out working FIFO, which is like the mining sector out here, like so many other Irish people that are out here at the minute. So yeah, that's what I'm doing, and I'm out driving big, huge machines in the middle of nowhere.
So basically, I know, but it is absolutely mad. So FIFO is fly in, fly out, isn't it?
Yes. So that means, so a lot of it is based from Perth, and then you'll fly to like the rural areas where the mine sites are.
Okay.
Mostly in Western Australia seems to be the larger sector of it over here.
Okay. So like, talk to me, how long do you guys spend on the mines in rural Australia?
So we're up there for 14 days, 12 hours a day from 5:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And then, yeah, so we do that and we get a week off then when we come down the road. I've literally just flew down from site there now as I'm speaking to you. So yeah, I'm just fresh off a swing.
Oh my God. Well, I'm delighted that you took the time out to do that, because I imagine there's no messing around and it's quite intense.
It is and it isn't. Okay. Like, kind of once you get the hang of it, and you kind of, we're very lucky that we work with a good team and different things like that.
Okay.
But I actually kind of enjoy it. It's kind of good. You're out for 12 hours a day. I can see how it can be tiring. A lot of people, like other people that work on the ground and different things like that, with the heat and different things.
Yeah. But you've got aircon.
I have mom in the aircon.
Yeah, you've got aircon in that truck. You're like, I'll stay here all day, no problem at all.
Yeah. So yeah, it is and it isn't. Like, it can be a wee bit isolating as well too. Do you know what I mean? Because you're up there, and I'm very lucky that I'm up with my partner. But if you're up on your own, you're on that machine for 12 hours a day on your own. Basically, you're talking with people through the radio and different things like that. But yeah.
But talk to me about how you got into this, because you studied film production in college. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. So I've actually seen it on social media prior to coming here. I really never really had a notion of moving to Australia, and then kind of just decided last year, and I was like, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go over and kind of give this FIFO thing a go.
Okay.
And it was social media that I kind of found it on. But you'd be surprised, there's so many Irish out here doing it. It's crazy. Like, there's three Irish couples on our team at the minute, with another two other Irish people working with us. Our engineer's Irish, the chef on the camp, she's Irish too. Like, it's crazy that people are out here doing it. But like anything, it's an industry that doesn't exist at home in Ireland. So we had to come over and get like tickets, the qualification tickets for like, construction, say to be qualified to drive the dump trucks or whatever machines that you're in. And I actually had to go and get my lawyer license as well.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was actually an Irish fella.
Of course,
there's
it
a lot
was.
Of Irish fellas and people over here that are actually doing the training for younger Irish people coming over, which is great.
Yeah.
So I went to him and then got my tickets, and then we were very lucky that we got the number of a boss, and that's how we get in. But it can be quite hard for people to get into it over here. Like, I'm probably making it sound like it's a nice, good job to get you come to Australia, get a FIFO job.
Yeah.
And I posted on social media just to give people the information on how to do things, but it is tough as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, as I said, it's an industry that doesn't exist at home, so people do try, and you have to spend money to get tickets, and it can be a bit disheartening. And like, I'm very lucky that obviously I'm with my partner, but if you're away on your own there all the time, like, it can be lonely and different things too. So I don't want to glorify it, do you know what I mean? Too, because like, it's a very tough industry.
Are you looking at it, though, as an investment into your future?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I suppose we're very lucky as Irish people. We get to come here and get the opportunity to get these jobs. Is that, like, if you want to stay, do you know what I mean, for a year or two, and then, like, we would probably be able to come back with a deposit for a house, no problem. That would take us 5 to 10 years at home to do. So, like, if you can, what's a year out of your life? That's my mindset with regard to it.
But also, it's such a great experience. You know, you're traveling. You'll talk about this for the rest of your life, and there'll be more things that come up on your experience and on your travels and the people that you meet. You just don't know what way your life will go from this.
Exactly, yeah. Because funny enough, I said to my partner, because we actually got our jobs and we worked Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, Boxing Day, everything up on site, which was strange too. But I turned to him one of the evenings and I was like, you know what? As much and all as you might turn around and be like, oh my God, this day was so hard and what am I doing over here? We're never going to get an opportunity to do something like this. Like in 20, 30 years, you'd be like, do you remember we were working on that mine site in the middle of nowhere? Like, aye. So it is. And you know what? The people that we've met, like the Australians, we work with people from Germany, from France. Like it's not just Irish people that's out here doing it. Like it's pretty good that, so I like it. Like it's good.
Is the plan to do this for, you know, a year or so and then like live in Australia full time, or are you planning on coming home, or have you even got that far yet?
No, I think we'll do probably about another year and then we're going to come back. Okay. Ireland is home, Derry's home for me. So that's my plan so far, but it's kind of hard over here. You obviously only get the 3 years in the work and holiday visa, and then you have to make this decision for PR, and then that's a big decision for people and different things. But no, I'm quite surprised at how much I actually love Australia and doing the format of work that we're doing. Like,
what would you say to anybody who's listening in right now who isn't afraid of a bit of hard work for good money? Like, would you tell them just go for it, to try their best?
I would definitely, but come out with the mindset that you will have to work to probably maybe get the jobs. People touch lucky in that they know Irish people already in the mines over here, and people can get handed jobs coming off a flight. Or you could be 2 or 3 months waiting on it. So if it's something that you want to do, there's plenty of work in Perth, do you know what I mean, in terms of the construction industry, and it's a great way to get experience and network and get contacts for going up onto the sites. But I would give it a go, especially for anybody that's young and just thinks, you know what, what's a year out of my life? And it is something different too, I suppose, but it's more the saving factor. If you can get into it and you can save, like that's the big draw that I would promote for people, especially around my age, considering what Ireland looks like north and south at the minute for us, our generation.
I just think the whole thing, you know, it sounds phenomenal. I think that these are memories and, you know, stories and work ethic that's going to stick with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I know. Especially getting up at the 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. I don't know if I'll be doing that at home because, like, in the winters and stuff, it'll be cold. But it's crazy. Like, I suppose at home you work the 9 to 5 or whatever you're doing, and when you work 12 hours a day for 14 days in a row, it's crazy what you can actually get done.
You can't actually do it. Cautioning, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We better let you actually get back to work, because I know you just ran down to take this phone call and we so appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
No problem at all. And looking forward to keeping up with all your TikToks because they're so interesting. It's no bother. We'll chat to you later on, Cautline. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
That was Cautline Hughes, who is from Derry, living over in Western Australia at the moment. She is working in the outback. She sounds like she's absolutely thriving on her FIFO journey. We'll be right back after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast,
sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.